Happy Tuesday and welcome to another episode of Speedrun, the show where we bring you the video game news of the day in 10 minutes or less. Today is July 6th, 2021. I'm your host, Steven Weber, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about Doom Eternal's change in roadmap and a former Rockstar exec forming a new studio. Not a ton of news from the holiday weekend, but let's get right into it. Our first news story of the day is that id Software has changed directions with Doom Eternal's long-term support. This comes from Michael McWhorter at Polygon. Doom Eternal's multiplayer invasion mode, which would have let players invade other players' campaigns as demons, has been shelved, according to an update from id Software executive producer Marty Stratton. Instead, it is focusing its efforts on a new single-player horde mode for Doom Eternal and a refresh of battle mode, the 2v1 multiplayer experience that pits two players' controlled demons against the Doom Slayer. Stratton said that remote work as a result of the pandemic slowed development of Invasion Mode. Other factors, including how already released updates for Doom Eternal resonated with players, influenced the decision to put Invasion Mode on the back burner. Quote, as many are aware, we intend to release a free Invasion Mode update for the game. However, the unforeseen consequences of the pandemic and remote working impacted the progress of development for this edition. Over this time, we have also seen and heard how many of you enjoy the range of gameplay and combat available in the expansions and master levels. With these factors in mind, we have decided to redirect our focus from invasion mode to creating a totally new single-player horde mode. We're confident this horde mode will offer you more of the diversity and challenge you're looking for in the game. In addition, the team continues to work on a refresh of battle mode that includes a more competitive ranked-based structure, a number of gameplay and balance updates, and another new map. We expect to share more information at QuakeCon in August. Doom Eternal's Invasion Mode was first announced at QuakeCon 2018. Originally planned for release at launch, id Software later said that Invasion Mode would be released as a free post-launch update. Since then, id Software has released a variety of updates for Doom Eternal, including the addition of Empowered Demons, a Nintendo Switch port, a two-part expansion called The Ancient Gods, and a free upgrade for PS5 and Xbox Series X. id Software has done a fantastic job with supporting Doom Eternal. That game got great reviews coming out of the gate. Everyone was really excited about it, and the multiplayer mode was a little bit lackluster, but they've continued to support it for the player base that's there and improve upon it to hopefully get some players back. The Ancient Gods got really good reviews as well, their single-player expansion, and so I think adding in this Horde mode is a great extra challenge for players who are sticking around in that community or want to check it out again. I have never played through the DLC, so when I come back for that, I will certainly be checking out this mode as well. And our second news story today is that Rockstar co-founder Dan Houser has spun up a new studio. This comes from Matt Kim at IGN. Rockstar Games co-founder and Grand Theft Auto writer Dan Houser has seemingly started up a new video game company studio. As spotted by Rockstar Mag, a new company started in the United Kingdom called Absurd Ventures and Games has recently been registered. According to a business listing, Dan Houser is involved with Absurd Ventures in Games as director. Details about the new company are sparse. Absurd Ventures and Games was incorporated in the UK on June 23rd of this year and is classified as a ready-made interactive leisure and entertainment software development company. However, given how few details there are, it's not necessarily the case that Absurd Ventures and Games is a new game development studio or a different company working in the games industry. In 2020, Dan Houser left Rockstar Games, the company he helped found in 1998 with his brother Sam. Rockstar parent company Take-Two Interactive confirmed Dan Houser left in 2020 and issued a statement thanking Houser for his years of service. Sam Houser remains at Rockstar Games as president of the company. Houser is best known for his work on Rockstar's many critically acclaimed games and served as a writer on almost all of the company's Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption titles. It remains to be seen if this is an actual development studio or a publishing arm or just some sort of experiment that Dan's working on. With a name that big in the industry, you'd think if it was a development studio, it would come with some sort of press release announcing the studio, what they envision working on, the type of people they want to recruit, and maybe partnering up with someone like Sony or Microsoft for the publishing their first game. So it's a little weird that this was just found out because of the trademark, and as far as I'm aware, there hasn't been any official communication, so maybe we'll get that in the next few weeks, or maybe this is just nothing at all. So those are all the major news stories around video games for the morning of July 6th, 2021. If you like the show, please shoot us a review on your preferred podcasting platform, and follow us on Twitter at GlitchPoint or me personally at NerdGuySteve. This has been Speedrun, a Glitchpoint podcast. I'm Steven Weber. Stay safe, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.